Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's another Mommy Monday with Kristen Cruz. Yep, that was it. It was the Golden Globes. What a Golden Globes weekend we had, right? Wasn't that fun? I hope you checked out the blog. We got lots of cool swag, lots of cool parties, lots of cool pictures. We had a great time. And my daughter, Epic Izzy 65, if you're wondering why I'm blogging under that name now for her, is because she's declared that her gamer tag. If you have a child between maybe 4 and 15, or maybe 4 and 40 if it's a boy, then you know all about video games, which I am learning about now again. I mean, this isn't back in the day when we were playing Pac-Man at the 7-Eleven on the, you know, with our quarters stacked up. This is like in your house 24/7 on the Xbox 360 where they can build their own worlds and talk to their friends online. I know. And she's 6. But hey, you know what? I just posted this on Facebook. I think if I'm going to have to live this life, then I'm going to give her all the opportunity to become the next Zuckerberg, because that would pay for my retirement. And so we are actually signing her up for some robotics and some programming, some cupcakes and codes parties. If you have a kid like mine, just DM me on Twitter. We will talk and we will form some sort of a therapy group for parents with kids who are obsessed with video games and technology. But anyhow, Epic Izzy 65, she came with me to a just incredible gift suite party called the Boom Boom Room, which is up on the blog now, kristencruz.me. It's my iHeart Moms blog that I always make sure to keep current on what's going on with me, so any fans of my radio show can keep up with what I'm doing. And oh my gosh, I have so many new readers. Thank you so much. If you're one of my blog readers or my followers, it's so much fun sharing with you. And we've really gone green, haven't we? I know I've got, first I went vegan, then I'm talking about how to give green gifts and for Christmas, and now we've got today, which is talking Golden Globes and all the cool swag and great stuff, but also something green that I discovered in the celebrity VIP gift bag that was given at the Golden Globes Awards show last night and at the Beverly Hilton. And I don't know about you, but I've always wondered since I was little, you know, I loved watching the red carpets. That was always great. And by the way, did you hear yet that the red carpet, Joan Rivers' red carpet, is now changing hands. Kathy Griffin is officially taking that over, and she's been talking about why she did it, and I think it's a fantastic choice, although I am the biggest Joan Rivers fan because, like Kathy, I believe that without her there wouldn't be comedians like a Kathy Griffin. There wouldn't be the space to be able to be that, to be a Jenny McCarthy, to have that kind of edge, you know, just so many wonderful, funny ladies that are out even, you know, now, Chelsea Handler, rather. So she hates that. So it's like calling Ian Ziering or whatever. So you can't do that. So don't call him The Rock. So anyhow, she's taking over the red carpet. And I loved watching the red carpet when I was little and the fashions. But I also remember being a little girl and wondering, because I grew up in LA, but what's with the parties afterwards? What do they do in there? And what do they get? Like those bags you always hear about, goodie bags. What's in those? What do people like that need? Well, it's pretty amazing what ends up in there. And one of the things that I think is a real standout from the crowd is this new product. It's natural. It's cruelty-free. It's for your whole family, for your house, for your body, for your countertops, for the air we breathe in our homes. It comes from a mom. Yay, moms, what up? And it made it all the way from Ottawa, Canada, down to the Beverly Hilton Hotel for the Golden Globes Awards. And it was requested by Hollywood. I will tell you the story. Well, we're actually going to have Michelle on the phone with us. We're going to have her. She's in Canada, but we're going to have her on the phone with us. So she's going to call into the show and tell us her story about how this product got started, what her inspiration was, what her background is. And if you're a mompreneur and you're at home with a business in your head, maybe this will give you some ideas. Maybe you'll just get the inspiration that you've needed to do your own thing. And I got to say, you know, if you're just a person like me who loves beauty products and loves, you know, trying new things and wants to try to be as healthy as I can be, because yes, we know our skin is our biggest breathing living organ on our body. We've been told that so many times, but yet we still put who knows what on our skin, right? So on our faces and our hair and our nails. So I try to get as healthy and as green as I can, and if I find something cool, new, that works, that's been proven, that's popular, and to boot, from a mom of two boys working and making her own company happen, then I want to know all about it, and I want some in my house. So Deems Natural Products, we're going to talk to the founder, Michelle Deems, about how she started this company and her bunny hop from Canada to the Golden Globes, and I'll explain more about the bunny that you see on the side of those packages and those cruelty-free bunnies. We're going to discuss exactly what that means and how she got that. It's very, very interesting, really, really cool. So where did we go? So Epic Izzy 65 and I went to the Boom Boom Room. We got the coolest swag, and I got to tell you, this particular party, Jane Neone puts it on. If you know her, then you're lucky because she's an awesome woman. If you get invited to her parties, that's pretty cool too, because I got to tell you, it is one of the best places to be around awards time. And if you're my kid and you get to go with me, you're even luckier, because it's all kinds of stuff for the kids. And that's what I love about her celebrity parent swag rooms, her celebrity gifting suites, is because we still get all the goodies. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still got a gorgeous, freshly picked leather handbag and like technology kind of little makeup purse inside, black and brown, which I think is so chic together and so very current, bag and in color blocks and little bag inside. And I walked away with that from Freshly Picked. And of course, Susan, the owner and the one who designed it and started that company, you may have seen her on Shark Tank, was there. And I personally got to talk to her, and she gifted that to me. So it was really, really cool. So don't get me wrong, there is super high-end girly mommy stuff there. But for kids, it's, I think, the best party in Hollywood that Jane Neone puts on, because you've got other brands that you recognize that your kids want to play with. I mean, as soon as we walked in, she was playing hide and seek with other celebrity kids. And the funniest thing is, I don't even know if I should say who it is or not, but she disappeared in this little teepee, a little kid's teepee. I don't know if you've seen those, but, you know, they're about the height of, you know, a closet door, and they're small for kids, the little opening, and then kids like to go inside these little cute little teepees and have their own space, their own room. You know, I mean, I wanted to go in the little teepee, believe me, and take a nap or just check my emails on my phone. But she went in there to read a book, and she had grabbed a book from one of the other vendors, and you'll see pictures and names of all the vendors on my blog at kristencruz.me. And there was another little girl in there. When I opened it, I was like, oh, hello, there's two of you. What are you guys doing? They were just like, oh, we're just being friends and reading. And it was the cutest darn thing. While I'm, of course, shopping, looking at it's swag from like Enjoy Essential, and we structed these great t-shirt companies, basically shopping, and she's down there in the little cute teepee reading a book with a little girl, and I turn around and I see two very famous faces of the mom and the dad, and I'm like, hi, you're really familiar looking, you know. And it's funny just how, like, I don't know, as grown-ups, even though I've interviewed every, you know, celebrity we can think of, right, on my morning radio show, it's still, when you're talking to somebody, you're like, this is weird. Like, why is Dave Grohl at my kid's, you know, soccer practice? It's just, it's a strange life in LA. It really is. But it's funny how kids, they don't think twice. You know, they can make friends so fast. It's just, and they never even think about it. Who was it? Oh, Yeah, so there was another celebrity kid that my daughter just made friends with, and I was like, okie dokie, that's awesome. You know, they don't care. They don't know the difference. And like, we care, but it's still kind of something that you go like, Mom, do you know the weirdest thing is? I was at a fundraiser for, you know, so-and-so's school, and I served coffee to Mr. Big from Sex and the City. Yeah, like the real guy. It was weird. Yeah, so those are the days you have in LA as a mom. It's just true. It's like, you know, I'm interviewing Barry Manilow in the morning and we're at the Forum at night. Who knows? So it was one of those Golden Globes weekends for me, but definitely read on the blog about the way that Isabel or Izzy, Epic Izzy 65 and I handled our day, our girls' day out. We left a little baby cruiser at home and then had some girl time. Had some lunch, battled rain and traffic, which is pretty hilarious in Los Angeles because no one seems to know how to drive in the rain and traffic at the same time. And if you're not from here, I'm sure you had a good laugh at us while it was sprinkling this weekend, or like we reported on the news, torrential downpour 2015, which was what we like to report it as. It was quite a day, and of course it ends up just at home at night, as a mom does, you know, making hot cocoa, playing video games, bathing the kids, putting them to bed, and hoping that they will actually sleep through the night. So, and knock on wood, this is another one of those nights. They're both asleep right now while mommy's working. So, as I promised, we're speaking with Michelle tonight, Michelle Deems, who is the mom and owner of Deems Natural Products. I explained how I found her, but what we need to know is how Hollywood found her. She's on the phone now. It's the story of one mom's bunny hop to the Golden Globes from Ottawa, Canada, to the Beverly Hilton in the VIP gift bags for celebrities for the Golden Globes last night here in Hollywood. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us tonight on this show. Happy Mommy Monday to you.
Happy Mommy Monday. It's great. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I cannot imagine how busy you must have been this weekend. Well, I saw some of your posts on your Facebook page, which was really fun, seeing you celebrating the Golden Globes with your friends and your company, and, of course, what this means for you. But you must have just been inundated with calls and tweets and emails, not unlike the one I sent you, congratulating you and just supporting you. I mean, what was that like? This was like kind of like a big awards weekend for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty crazy. I think once word got out that we were sending our products to the Golden Globes, everybody was kind of freaking out because, I mean, I'm just a tiny little company in Ottawa, and here we are going to Hollywood, and I mean, it's just so exciting and fantastic.
That is so cool. Now, I love your, like, Canadian accent. So, like, I'm
oh, sorry.
In a boot.
A boot.
I love that.
And I don't even notice it. It's terrible.
I know you don't. No, I love it. Believe me, I'm from the Valley, and I don't know how many times I say like while I'm talking. I sound like I'm from some bad Valley Girl movie from the 80s. So we all have our little things, but I think it sounds really cute on you. And you know what? Oh, so what I wanted to ask you about this weekend is, it is an amazing weekend for you. I am filled with excitement to see a mompreneur have a company like yours, get that kind of attention and get so much exposure and get into the hands of some really potentially influential people. I mean, the biggest stars in the world is who we're talking
yeah.
about. But what yeah. I want to know is, how in the world did your little company in Ottawa, Canada, get this product down here in one of the biggest events of the year in Hollywood? How did it happen? Just tell us that story.
I think it kind of, it starts a while ago. As a company, I joined Leaping Bunny, which is an international certification for being cruelty-free, which means no testing for cosmetics. And I think that got the attention probably of the event organizer, Secret Room Events. And they had sent me an email in 2013 asking about last year's Golden Globes. And I didn't believe it at first. I thought, okay, this is not true. And I ended up stalking them and trying to figure out, you know, if this is totally legit, because, you know, being so far removed from Hollywood, I couldn't believe it. But it was kind of too late for me, and I am pretty small, and so I set it aside, and I said, okay, well, if this happens again, and if they ask me again with enough time, I'll for sure do it. So then in April 2014, I got contacted again, and of course I said yes right away, and here we are.
Good. I'm glad you didn't do that again. That made me nervous just listening to you saying that you didn't do it the first time.
I know. And it was more about at the same time I was doing other work and everything was happening at the same time. And I didn't really assess the situation. I think it was probably one of those, you know, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not good. Yeah, but then it just happened again, and I thought, okay, this has to happen. Yeah.
Clearly, it was meant to be. At that point, you can't say no to fate when it's pulling you in that direction. Well, paint us a picture because this has all happened so suddenly for you. But I know that behind every single success story, even and especially in Hollywood, there's no overnight success. Even though there's that one moment that really kind of pivots your business or puts you up on that level. I'm sure this was a long time coming. What's the background on how you built the company?
When I finished school, I actually finished in as a business grad in marketing, but I'd always had this want, and I'd always created my own products at home. Just for use, and when I had my kids, I thought it would be great to just have them use natural products and have natural products in the house, you know, air fresheners and deodorizers. And then I took organic chemistry and aromatherapy, and I thought, okay, let's get serious about this. And you turn a hobby into something that it's a bit more than that, and I kind of slowly turned it into a business, and I thought, okay, it's great. I'm going to start making money out of doing things I love, and I got my kids more involved in it, and, you know, it turned into kind of a family type of business where they get really excited about things I make because they smell great. So, yeah, and, I mean, lots of work, lots and lots of work, lots of product testing and trial and error, lots of waste, but, I mean, the work, it happens through the night most of the time. Yeah.
Wow. So you put the kids to bed, you get everything straightened up, and then you start working again.
Pretty much. That's what it is, right? Then the one downfall of that is that you don't really have a lot of downtime. It's basically kids, work, kids, work.
Yeah.
And life outside of that doesn't happen too often.
Right. Well, on the phone with us, it's Michelle Deems. Am I saying Deems right?
My name's Michelle Grew, but our company name is Deems, and actually it's an acronym for the family. So it's Daniel, Evan, Michelle, Eric, and Skippy. Skippy being our guinea pig.
Oh, my gosh.
He's our little mascot,
I was trying to figure it out because on all of our email, we've been emailing back and forth, and it said Michelle Grew, but then it had Deems after it, so I thought, well, is that her whole name, or where did the name come from? So that's really cute. So this really is a family business, right down to the name.
Totally. Totally.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Well, Michelle is a mom of two boys and owner of Deems Natural Products, and it ended up in the swag bags here at the Golden Globes Awards. It turns out they've wanted her for a few years, and she said, no. The first time, and then the second time around, thank goodness, said yes, because that is also how I got to find you and become a fan of yours. So we're learning a little bit about the background, and a lot of moms, I think, and a lot of women, and I've done a lot of mentoring with All Women in Media and some of the other groups that I work with, and a frequent question that I get from women is, when do I leave my day job? When do I leave whatever I'm doing that's paying the bills and not inspiring me at all or not filling my soul? And and take the leap of faith into doing what really excites me and what I feel like I'm meant to do. For you, what would you say about that? Because I'm sure at some point you had to make that kind of transition or commitment.
Well, you know what? I did, and I made the transition, but even then I'm still at the point, just because there is that fear, because you have a family that you have to support, right? And I still have a contract doing marketing work, because it's, even though I've let them know, you know, by the way, things are going really well. But yeah, it does take that leap. And I mean, I read this story about, and I'm drawing a blank right now, but the creator of Spanx, and I was so impressed that, you know, she hustled and worked, and then, you know, she finally quit her day job, and a week later she's on Oprah, and that's just so inspirational. But yeah, it is hard to realize when is that point in time, and I'm probably almost there fully, but it's just that fear of losing that security, because there is that security blanket that you've got.
Yeah, and it's nice and cozy and warm in there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's I'm close to taking the leap, especially after this weekend. But it's just, again, it's that whoa. So I can't even say I can fully answer that. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool and really honest of you. And you know, there are stories there. I've talked to songwriters who've had hits on the radio, and they are still going to that bar at night and bartending and making their money and going home and just biding their time and waiting until, you know, it's just they finally get pushed out the door, because their dreams have turned into such successes. And it sounds like that may happen to you. But this weekend has been a really huge weekend for you and the company, and I can't wait to see what's next. But first, you know, I wanted to ask you, and I actually had some interest from some Twitter followers after today's Twitter party, and we were talking about, which we do every Mommy Monday. Yeah, that was so much fun. Thank you for joining us, by the way. That was really cool
was
to have you on there. It's really fun. And we talk about green living or cleaner living, and something that was interesting to me that a couple of us moms were talking about was, what does it really mean to be a natural product or an organic product, and what does it really mean to be cruelty-free? Because I know that you worked really hard to get that certification on your bottles, and you can see the bunny, and you recognize that symbol on products. But what does it actually mean? What does a company have to go through to get that, and what does it mean to me when I'm buying that product?
So to get that certification, first of all, you have to know the products that you're using. And, I mean, my choice was just to use ingredients that have been around for thousands of years. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, vegan oils, like vegetable-based oils and essential oils, and people have been using them forever. So there's that. And no synthetic ingredients. That's the first thing. So then when I applied through Leaping Bunny to get the cruelty-free certification, you have to guarantee that everyone, including yourself, so everyone in your supply chain, every single person that I buy my ingredients from, every like wholesaler, manufacturer, has certified that they do not test on animals and test those ingredients on animals. And so that's what I had to do. I had to basically verify with my supply chain that no, the ingredients that you're purchasing are not tested on any animals whatsoever. And I certainly don't test on any animals. And so, that's the certification that they will give you. And it's a pledge that you take with them. And they audit you every single year. So every single company that has that certification has taken that pledge and has agreed to it and has their entire supply chain agree to it, and they get audited. So it's international, and it's well managed and enforced. So,
That's really cool to know.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I think even in the past, there have been some companies that have been audited. I mean, maybe much larger companies that have lost their certification, but then they get it back again. It is well monitored.
Yeah. Well, Deems is this cool new product that I've discovered through the Golden Globes. It was in the celebrity swag bag. Michelle, mom and owner of the company, is on the phone with us now for this Mommy Monday broadcast. And I mean, I love the story behind it. I love the ingredients inside the bottle, but I am also a sucker for packaging, and I gotta say that the packaging for your products is so cute, and it's so contemporary and hip and cool. I don't know if sometimes when people may think, this is a vegan, cruelty-free, all-natural, blah, 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 that it can't be pretty or hip or slick-looking either, but I gotta tell you, like, I just love the packaging too. It's really cool to look at. They're like pieces of art.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I always have fun with the names, so. And just
the names
coming
are great.
Up with
okay.
The names. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's, like, we were playing Uptown Funk to get into the show, and that is, you know, to pay homage to some of the things, like she has Get the Funk Out.
Yeah.
Which is the deodorizer, of course. And that's a deodorizer for, you know, your rooms and your surfaces, your carpet, whatever, yourself. Like, it's really safe to use on everything, right?
Yes, yeah.
I love that.
Basically, and that's what also makes it eco-friendly, right? Because it's one product, many uses, and it's awesome. And you can spray your shoes, but you can also spray it on your hair if you want a refresh, yeah.
Those are two things that I like just did today. I didn't know I needed that today. I needed that today for my hair and my Uggs. Come on.
Yeah.
The Butter Me Up stick is so cute. I love that. Like, it's a to-go moisturizer. There is Look Ma Clean Hands, which is a actual wash. Like, I don't even know if I should say soap, but I guess it's a cleanser. You know,
It's an all-natural soap, but the ones that I sent down are like the travel size, so, you know, you could bring it anywhere you go just to wash your hands, because some places don't have nice gentle soaps to use in their washroom, so it's good to have on hand, and we have different scents and stuff like that, but I thought I'd choose to send down the ones that I felt people would like the most.
Yeah, okay, so tell everybody real quick, because we're going to wrap up in just a minute. I mean, what exactly, so you're a celebrity opening the bag, what exactly came from Deems? What did you describe what ended up in the bags?
Oh, sure. So I sent Get the Funk Out, which is just a small multi-purpose deodorizer. I sent Butter Me Up, which is in a biodegradable stick, but it's a portable moisturizer. And also Look Ma Clean Hands, which is a all-natural soap, but it's very gentle on skin, and you can use it on anywhere and anything. So, and they're all pretty much multi-use products, but all natural, and they're all certified cruelty-free.
I'm so excited for you, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. I'm so ecstatic to be on your show. This is really awesome.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for sharing your story. I mean, it's so inspiring. It's so much fun, and I just hope you're really, like, stoking it up and having a great time. And I got to say, I've seen some pictures of this weekend. You look like you are definitely having a lot of fun, and you deserve it because obviously a lot of hard work went into this. So enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I don't get out often, but this weekend's been great.
Good. You needed it. Mom's night out, and for a really deserving mom, owner and creator of Deems Natural Products, making it down here from Ottawa, Canada. And you know what? If we can get you on the phone again for another show in the future, you're going to have to dive in a little bit more and paint a picture for Ottawa for people who haven't been up there, and to understand what your world is, you know, like, because we need to know more about that too. I'm very interested in that. So we'll talk more in the future.
Well,
I hope you come on the show again. It's cold.
Oh, I hope so too.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
You're really
well, thank
funny.
You so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Make sure to go to the blog, kristincruz.me. You can find all of the links to Michelle, her fantastic products. You can go straight to her website anytime, of course, deemsnaturalproducts.com, and order them, find out where they're being sold, get the buzz and the latest on her, and stay in contact. Follow her on Twitter. See what the company's doing. I love to support other moms doing great things, and this is a really cool thing. Thanks again, and I hope you have a really great Mommy Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's another Mommy Monday for us. I will see you next week, and I hope you get some rest. This has been a crazy weekend. Go to the blog, kristincruz.me, and we will rock this week. Have a good one.